Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's topics: a parent company puts new faith in its franchisees, how to improve your networking skills when you're in a room full of strangers, and more evidence of the growing popularity of video games. Now, here's something you don't hear every day. A chain business is putting its future in the hands of its franchise owners. Correspondent Dominic Savino has more.
It's no secret that everybody from police officers to program hosts loves a good donut. But the owners of 33 donut shops across the U.S. might be finding their sweet treats a little bit sweeter. That's because the executives at Fractured Prune Donuts, a small Maryland-based chain business, have decided that the best way to grow their brand is by relying on franchisee innovation. According to Inc.com, the company's plan gives franchise owners the chance to create their own donut and milkshake flavors, whether by incorporating a regional specialty or concocting a new mix of ingredients. Fractured Prune CEO says that the move aims to follow the trend of customization that's currently popular in the food industry. While many experts have scoffed at the company's idea, it's important to note that granting creative control to franchise owners is not unheard of for a chain business. Back in the 1960s, it worked out pretty well for McDonald's. The Big Mac, Egg McMuffin, and Filet-O-Fish were all created by independently owned franchisees. Sounds pretty sweet to me. Gordon?
Agreed. Thank you, Dominic. Like the idea of a networking event to expand your business contacts, but hate the idea of trying to start up a conversation with strangers who you'd eventually like to be customers? Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenberger says some people enter a room full of strangers and glide along from one lively conversation to another, uncovering golden new business contacts. How do they do it? So what are the nonverbal cues to look for?
Well, part of it is the way people are standing. Our body language speaks volumes. If a group is in a U or a V, they seem open, there are spaces between them, it's easier to move in. People with an open stance who are standing straight, facing outward without their arms crossed in front of them or a load of drinks and snacks in their hands tend to be more open. And, of course, the eye contact and the smile are always a good signal that people would be willing to chat.
Wow. All right. The eye contact, because that can basically tell you whether you're welcome to join what might be a semi-closed group, right?
It can. If someone looks over and catches your eye and doesn't just flit past, they're not just scanning the room, nor do they fix on you in some weird way, but just the kind of friendly, maybe the eyebrows rise in a friendly sign, maybe there's a smile. And it can be a negative, too. If someone is not making eye contact, talking really loud and dominating the conversation, that person is probably really disinterested in dominating and not really informing the kind of relationships you hope for in these sessions.
All right, fair enough. All right, so what else to keep in mind here?
Well, I think it's important to not to let your anxiety take over. So many people I interviewed for this story said that networking just makes them panic almost. They want to go hide in the corner. I think you can focus more on asking questions of other people, showing curiosity about them, and they will think you're a brilliant conversationalist if you ask questions. And look open yourself. Don't carry a load of snacks and a drink. Keep your head up, your smile on your face, and be curious about others, and also think about helping them. We really want to start real relationships in these sessions, and one way to do it is to offer an introduction or a piece of information that might be helpful to someone.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenberger about how to network at a party. As you point out, too, you got to come prepared to chat, right? So what, be familiar with popular subjects or topics?
And really, things that almost anyone would have an opinion about, such as the stock market or the World Cup or the U.S. Open, be prepared with topics in the news, things that do genuinely interest you, not to fake it. One gentleman I talked to who's a really effective networker said that he has a list of things in mind and also some questions to ask, and it just puts him at ease. He loves walking up to a group that's a little bit bored looking. Maybe they're kind of, you know, not having a great conversation. He loves walking in and enlivening that conversation by asking questions and bringing up an interesting topic. It can really be fun when you get good at it.
It's also easier, too, right, if you know you're attending a networking gathering, right? If that's the focus of the meeting in the first place,
right.
Chances are people are going to be more accommodating.
It's true, and we have to remember that probably half people in the room, if you're nervous, are also nervous. I mean, it is a hard human situation. And think about forming lasting relationships. You want to really try to find someone who's mutually interested in each other. you have something to offer each other, because it's no point if you just gather 15 business cards and never follow up. What you want with luck is two or three new relationships that will last and will give you a range of information advantages, friendship.
Thanks, Sue. It's Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenbarger. Coming up next, is there an opportunity for you in the video game space? You're results-driven and you're ambitious. You've established yourself professionally and now you're looking for more. Take the next step in your entrepreneurial journey with Edible Arrangements, the brand that revolutionized gifting with handcrafted fruit arrangements and gourmet chocolate-covered fruit, now also offers delicious everyday treats like smoothies, fruit salads, and parfaits. As an Edible Arrangements franchisee, you get access to an established brand with 16 years of growth, over 80% brand recognition, and 1,200 locations worldwide. You'll benefit from know-how, support, and millions of visitors to the Edible Arrangements e-commerce platform. Discover why Entrepreneur Magazine named Edible Arrangements a top franchise and among their best of the best for 2015. Start your journey to sweet success as an Edible Arrangements franchise owner. Call 1-888-727-4258 or go to edible.com. That's 1-888-727-4258 or edible.com. Well, you'll soon have another option on TV when your work week is done. Turner Broadcasting System is creating a league for video game players and fans. The league will launch next year and give fast-growing esports a permanent primetime television home. This is the hot trend right now. Is there an opportunity in this space for you when it comes to this fast-growing esports? The Wall Street Journal says the league will feature live Friday night telecasts of video game competitions on TBS for 20 weeks a year. It isn't unusual for fans to fill an arena to watch esports events. Last month, 11,000 people were at Madison Square Garden for a regional championship for the video game League of Legends. More evidence of the popularity in this space. Last year, Amazon.com spent about $970 million to buy Twitch Interactive, a popular web video channel for broadcasting and watching people play video games. And just this month, daily fantasy sports site DraftKings said it would soon let users draft professional video gamers the same way you would draft a fantasy football team. You can get more small business reports on our website, thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And while there, check out our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your thoughts or ideas about your small business, shoot me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.